back on Downtown. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire in Bangor and the First National Bank. We welcome in our friend Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports on this Friday afternoon. And Mark, it's safe to say, no games anywhere tonight, right?
Not any that I know of. Maybe down in Southern Maine maybe a few, but nothing up here.
Holy moly, what a mess. What's it like up your way?
A lot of snow, kind of a little bit like last, Saturday when we had a lot of snow, but not quite as windy. But yeah, it's quite a mess, just kind of staying put.
All right, so how much, obviously we're going to lose today's games, how much does this impact some of those teams that are really scrambling to get caught up?
Well, here's one team scheduled tomorrow, Rich. Penobscot Valley girls and boys, they both play two games. They both girls play Greenville and Skank, and the boys play Greenville and Dexter. So that's quite a full day late in the season like that, isn't it?
Boy, it sure is. I think I saw that Gardner had to do that as well, turn in a doubleheader or two.
Yes, they're doing that tomorrow also. So busy day around. We'll be in Milo for Stearns and Penquist boys tomorrow.
Excellent. What time is that game?
1:15 pregame show.
All right, what else other than that game, what else have we got for some big games on the docket either tomorrow or early next week?
Well, the season will end Thursday. There's a lot of big games. We have Dexter and Foxcroft girls and boys Monday and Tuesday. Those are both big games. Both girls and boys, a Class B top team in Foxcroft and a Class C contender in Dexter. So a lot of heel points there. An interesting one later in the week, Rich, on Thursday, is Southern Aroostook and Penobscot Valley girls. That's Thursday night. Number one in Class D, Penobscot Valley is number one in Class D. They met once already, Southern Aroostook won, but that's a good kind of measuring stick. Maybe just get a good tournament feel right before the tournament. That's the last day of the regular season, and I think that's going to be a good one.
Excellent. Well, we'll keep our eyes open for that. Now, with the open tournament, Mark, how is this going to work? Will it still be the final eight in each class that get to the cross center?
Yeah, they'll get it down to the quarterfinals. Like next weekend, the bottom team, like in Class C, there's 19 teams. So the 14 will play 19, 15, 18, 16, 17 will play next Saturday. And then they'll be all set to go to the prelims, and we'll have kind of a normal prelims on the Tuesday, 15th and 16th, Tuesday and Wednesday before the tournament. And then the winners of those games will advance to the cross center. So eight teams from each class will go.
Excellent. Also saw some interesting news regarding the MPA and high school football around the state of Maine and their efforts to make sure that, well, frankly, we don't see as many one-sided games as we've become accustomed to in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, they've tried that for a number of years. Hopefully what they're doing works. But, I just think there's always going to be some. it's kind of hard to avoid. But, hopefully they can kind of level off the playing field a little bit. But there's always going to be, just like in basketball, there's top teams and, teams that aren't quite as talented. And, I think we're going to get, it's hard to stop that, Rich.
Oh, yeah. I did see that they're also capping rosters for eight-man football teams to no more than 33 players.
Right. And Chevers moved back to, regular, Class A, that's where they should be, they're, I don't think they'll win, but they'll be contenders, they won't dominate like they did eight-man football, but that's good. They're capping those numbers because, if you have 40 people on your roster, you probably shouldn't be an eight-man football.
There you go. Good point. Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports, with us here on Downtown. You got Tracy out there shoveling for you so you can stay in?
No, I'm going to go out right after this. We cleaned up a little bit earlier, but we're going to go back out here in a little bit.
All right. Sounds good. If you get bored, I did my driveway late morning. I think it's full again. So if you get to this area.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if I was a little bit closer, Rich. Yeah. I don't know if we're driving there.
I knew. There's always a reason. Mark, we thank you as always. Tune in to Eastern Maine Sports. Follow them online for all the information you need. High school and college sports, everything going on around here. Mark, thanks as always, and we'll visit with you next week.
All right, we'll get ready for the tournament next week. Thanks, Rich.
Can't wait. Thank you, Mark. Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports here on Downtown. Our high school report brought to you every Friday by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.